You're about to listen to our John Jay and Rich On Demand podcast. Did you know you can listen to our live show from wherever you are using your iHeartRadio app? Just search for your local station to listen to our live show. Now, here's what happened on John Jay and Rich today.
You ready? Let's go!
Now uploading the most listened to radio show on the planet. I just flipped
the switch. What's up? This is Billie Eilish.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift.
This is Post Malone.
This is Dua Lipa. And you're waking up with John Jay and Rich.
The culture, the music. This is
John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
Wake your ass up, fool.
All right, it's John Jay and Rich. Friday, January 15, 2021. You can call us right now at 877-937-1047. I begin day five of nothing but juice. Nothing but juice. I can't believe I've gone this long with nothing but juice.
On a Friday? That is so hard.
I know.
You just want to eat bad on Fridays and the whole weekend.
I want to eat bad every day.
You're so committed, though.
I am pretty impressed with myself, actually, that I've gone this far. So, yeah, today I'm starting 5 days of nothing but juice from this juice cleanse. Now, in 4 days, so I weighed myself this morning, I'm down 13 pounds of just having nothing but juice. And there's moments you really start to learn a lot about yourself, but like whenever I'm really, really hungry and I'm like, God, I realize I haven't had a juice in a while. Mm-hmm. So I slam a juice and then I have to like leave the room.
Whatever room you're in?
Well, because normally when I realize I'm hungry, there's other people eating. And I slam a juice and I leave the room and then I drink some water and I feel a lot better.
I think whenever like I've done the squeeze.com juice cleanse and I feel hungry, I'm not hungry. Like I just miss the act of chewing something. So like what I'll do is I'll get like some ice and I'm like, yeah.
Ooh, I want to try that.
And then drink the juice with the ice and you feel like you're eating the vegetables and the juice.
And then I'm thinking about like when this cleanse ends, like I really want to continue to stay healthy, and I'm doing all this meal prep with Protein House, right? And I have these in my meals right now, these incredible like these egg white omelets that are rolled into a burrito, and they're very healthy. But I'm wondering if I could if there's such a thing as salad meal prep. Like I don't know if I can get 5 days of salads.
Sure.
I don't
know. I would guess.
So. Yeah. I'm gonna ask him if I could do that. I don't know.
Is it mind over matter, or does your body feel like better, like noticeably better to you?
Oh, I feel weak and tired.
Really? Usually by like the third or fourth or fifth day, I always have like so much energy. Like I could keep going.
No, I feel pretty good. But then you kind of don't want to. I feel good. I'm just kind of like, there's something just a little aloof, but I don't know what it is yet. Maybe it's the lack of protein, the lack of energy, the lack of carbs, the lack of everything.
But, keep going.
Solids.
But did you guys see what I posted on Instagram yesterday? I had open back surgery. Did
yes,
you see my video?
Yes.
Is that not the most disgusting thing ever?
I loved it.
You did?
I love that stuff. I did it because I was scrolling through my feed, which I feel like I rarely do. I just like watch stories more. Mm-hmm. So, and I saw your thing and it was like sensitive content. I was like, ooh, what did John Jay post that was so scandalous? He got sensitive content warning on Instagram, and I pop it open and I'm like, yes, she's opening it up with the scalpel.
It looked crazy.
That was crazy.
It looked like a little strawberry that was filled with cheese.
Oh, so gross.
Like cheesecake or something.
So I had this thing in my arm, and you guys saw it because I popped it in here like 2 years ago.
Yeah, and it was the worst thing I've ever smelled in my entire life.
And then little did I know that there is a massive, massive following for that, i.e. Kyle's one of them, my sister's one of them, my son Dutch is one of them. That's why Dr. Pimple Popper is a massive success.
So big.
People love, my mom loved popping pimples. So over a year ago, I popped a pimple on my arm live on Instagram, and it has like 100,000 views. People love it, go crazy for it. But it's a cyst, and it turns out I have one on my back, and I've had it on my back for years. And many years ago, my wife and a bunch of nurses popped it, and it was and I can't see it. Now it got so big on my back that whenever my wife would hug me, I could feel her go right there to my back and rub it with her hand.
Yeah. She would touch it.
It was so gross. And then you could start seeing it through my shirt. So when I went back in August, I went to have it removed, and they were booked. And they said, well, we can't do it until January. So my appointment was yesterday. So when I go to the doctor yesterday, I just go, right? My appointment was 11:30. I get there at 10:30, thinking they can get me in early. And they kind of did. But what's funny is, I get there and they go, okay, did you do all the, and they start going all this like prep stuff that apparently I was supposed to do that they told me back in August. And I'm like, yeah, I did that. Because I was like, I didn't want to say no, and then they're going to go, you come back 6 months later. Oh, so I was like, yeah, I did.
What'd you have to do for that?
I had to do something that helps prevent bleeding, because I take like an aspirin every night, you know?
Yeah, but you're not supposed to take that before surgery, right?
2 weeks.
Because you could like bleed out.
Right.
Oh
cut
my
to
gosh,
this morning, I can't stop bleeding.
Oh my gosh.
So they did this thing yesterday. So they cut the thing out of my arm, and it was way deeper than they thought it was, right? So that was graphic. So I only took a picture of that thing, and I posted it on my stories.
Seemed like there were a lot of stitches.
Yeah, the one on my back, that thing was crazy. That's the thing that looks like a strawberry, and they cut it open, and I filmed that one, and I put that. That's on my Instagram, which you can see that at John J. Van S. And that literally not a lot grosses me out. That grosses me out. The select few, like Kyle and my sister and my wife, love it. Watch it over and over again. It's so disgusting. And I'm on the sofa last night. I'm just zooming in, watching it. I'm like, oh, that's so gross.
But like, just it fascinates me that like your body, like there's some bodies that just produce that because you weren't like born with that. It formed in your back at some point, and it was small, and it just kept growing and growing, and just started filling with. But that fascinates me. Like, so how gross. Does that even happen?
Did it smell bad?
I couldn't smell it. I still got. Oh, nice. The skin grows. It goes in. In your back. It forms a cup, and then it just fills up. Some people remember I told you my wife said you get there. Oh, there could be teeth in it. People message me that had happened to them, that they have teeth in it.
What do you mean teeth?
People are like, why don't you have people call in and tell you stories about their cysts that had teeth in it? I have pictures of mine with teeth in it. Send me your pictures. And then I went to sleep. So I don't know, when I get to my Instagram and I go to my DMs, we'll see what happens. But I'm just like, oh. And
then, is it just like calcium?
I don't know. But then the doctor, when she was taking it out, she was like, oh yeah, there's teeth. Okay. Not mine.
These little monsters.
Refill and you have to go like get it emptied every now and then, or is that
mine was cut out. That's why they cut out the whole thing. A lot of times that's why you pop it. Mm-hmm. People pop it and then it fills up again. Mine was cut. They cut the sack out. It forms a sack.
Well, how do you feel? Like, are you in any pain?
A little bit, yes. Feels like a gunshot wound in the back and the arm.
Stuffed with gauze back there?
I could feel like I could totally,
how do you know about that feels?
I could totally talk to, like, Roddy Rich and I, we're on the same level right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Growing up, Compton. I'd be like, I know what you mean. I had a sister move.
Very relatable.
So this morning I get up and they told, I couldn't cold plunge, I couldn't hot tub, I couldn't do all the stuff I normally do. So I had to take a shower. So I get it.
What? You know, a lot of people do that in the morning. Welcome to almost being normal.
But when I take a shower, they told me I can't really get anything that part of my back wet. I can't get it soaked, right? So I got to be real careful in the shower. So I do. And then when I dry off and I throw my towel on the bathtub and I'm getting dressed, and as I'm walking around, I look at a towel and I see like it looks pink on part of the towel. And I'm like, what's that? I'm like, oh my God. And then I feel my back dripping.
Oh no.
And I'm like, uh-oh. And I look and I think there's blood and I can't tell because of my back. So I take my phone and I start trying to take weird pictures of my back and I see red. So I got to go wake up Blake. She's like, is everything okay? And I go, I think I'm bleeding. So she goes and yep, I'm bleeding. And I think it's probably because I didn't listen to the doctor's
August. Yes,
probably.
There's all this blood. And then she does all this stuff to my back. And then she says to me this morning, she goes, okay, well, when you go in, she goes, maybe the girls can take a look at it later. And I go, the girl's like, what do you mean? Like, you want me to go to go back to the clinic after the show? She goes, no, maybe Kyle and Suzette can take a look at it. And I go, oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll change your dressing.
Yeah. They've seen a lot of Grey's Anatomy.
Fix your wound. I was pre-med for like two semesters.
Yeah. Only John Jay could bleed out and not notice.
It's so weird. It just feels so weird, man. I can't do anything for like 2 weeks, but believe me. I'm going to use it.
Yep, you are.
Like my wife wants me to go.
Oh, here's another excuse for John Jay to get out of something.
Yeah, I know. There's a party she wants me to go to. We're in the middle of a pandemic.
Surgery on
and
my back.
I have surgery on my back. You want me to go to a party?
You have stitches.
Yeah, I have a lot of stitches.
How many do you know?
I have no idea, but there's a lot. It took forever, man. Anyway, you can see the video if you have a strong stomach, I think. I mean, I can't. It's really gross. It looks like a strawberry. It literally looks like a strawberry, and you cut into the strawberry, and you can see all the pus. It's at John J. Van S.
Use your phone like an actual phone and call us 877-937-1047. John J. and Rich.
Remember like when you were a kid and you hear the ice cream man?
Yeah.
And you'd be like, ice cream man.
Go, right. Go.
Yeah, so that actually over the summertime, my son Dodge heard the ice cream man almost every day and he waited for the ice cream man. Well, there's a new sound, this sound.
Oh.
That's going to get grown-ups all excited. You know what that is?
No.
I feel like that's from a movie theater.
No.
Sounds like a Calm app.
That is the new sound that the new electric Amazon vans are going to be making when they deliver your packages. Amazon is now has these electric trucks are going to be dropping stuff off. They're electric. So if you have an electric car, they say, that goes under 18 miles an hour, it has to make a sound. And that's the sound that they will be making. And they just dropped them in L.A. last week. Mm-hmm. So now these are the sounds that they're making. So people are hearing these noises all over their neighborhood. They think they're aliens.
That's going to be so loud.
I think that'd be super annoying.
Totally. Like
that noise kind of like stressed me out a little bit.
Literally.
It got higher.
Like I started to go.
There, people are actually thinking they're running outside thinking they're hearing aliens. And it's the new Amazon van.
And then it sounds like a laser's getting ready to get fired off a Death Star.
Yeah.
Why not do something like, used Ice Cream Man, digital version
of Ice Cream Man. Something happy.
Yeah.
You're Amazon. You've got researchers. They know what happy music sounds like.
Suzette, what is the vibe for today's horoscope?
I'll tell you which month will be the luckiest for you in 2021.
John Jay and Rich. Horoscopes. What's the vibe, Suzette?
This is what month is going to bring you the most luck in 2021.
All right, Shanae, Gemini, good morning.
Give me some luck. Let's go.
Yes, for Gemini. So, Shanae, summer is your season this year because August will, without a doubt, be your luckiest month of 2021. August will bring you all of the stuff you've been waiting for and all of your worries will be gone. Gemini, August is the month in which you will forget about all the negativity and optimism will take over.
Oh, okay. So I got to wait all the way to August.
I know, but come on. What a happy ending that is, or a happy middle.
Shanae, you look at it like this. You've got something to look forward to all the way until August.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Girl, I'll be lost my mind by August, but okay.
Yeah, it doesn't mean, the rest of the year won't be good, but that month is especially special for you.
Yes, I'm going to wait for August, and that's one of the hottest months around, too. Mm-hmm. Well, that's usually miserable because it's so hot. But yes, I got something to look forward to.
There you go.
August, let's go. Let's get here. Let's do this. Maybe we can start traveling again in August. Maybe that's what it's going to be.
That's so true. I hope so.
Okay.
All right, Shanae, we'll talk to you later. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
All right, John Jay for Virgos. Now let's talk about your lucky month this year. Similar to Gemini, Virgo is another sign that will have the chance to enjoy a happy summer. August is the month that will bring you the spiritual strength you desperately need. All of a sudden, you'll see your true self. You'll see how powerful and fierce you actually are and that nothing and nobody can bring you down. That month, you'll see that you are the only one making yourself unhappy and that your life is in your hands and nobody else.
What about, I feel that way, that not just August is going to be my month, but I think January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June.
Keep going.
Yeah. That's what I see. Yeah, word.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But something, the planets are lining up for you. Something in the universe is happening for you special in August. That month. Yeah. Kyle, for Libras, April will be your luckiest month this year. Everything will be in your favor and happiness will find its way to you. Libra, in April, you'll find yourself at a crossroads because you'll have to make some important decisions that will affect the rest of your year, possibly your life.
No pressure.
But if it's my best month, then I'm going to make the best decisions and the rest of my life will be amazing.
Boy, this planner's really just turned that energy into something positive.
Clever Fox. You're looking at this all wrong.
That's good. Rich, for Pisces, your lucky month this year is December. You're going to have to wait a little while. The exact moment when you begin to think that everything is lost is also the moment when you'll finally start seeing things clearly and your problems will be solved. December will cut out everyone who doesn't deserve a place in your life.
Whoa.
That month will give you an opportunity for you to start a new chapter and to start fresh.
That sounds fun.
It does.
I'm down.
It's exciting. But you have to wait till December. Just a little.
The That's okay.
A little further.
We'll get ready.
Yeah, so it'll be all right. And for Capricorn, the luckiest month for this sign in 2021 will be September. This month will send you the energy and motivation you need to accomplish great things. In September, Capricorn, you will feel more determined than ever to fulfill your plans and goals and do whatever you set your mind to. So I'm going to have to wait a little bit, but it's fine. September is for Capricorn.
If we didn't get to your sign, they're all up at johnjandrich.com. I was on my Netflix app, and I was looking at the top shows on Netflix. Yesterday, we were talking about The Night Stalker, the documentary that came out that's so horrifying. I only got to episode 2. Delaney finished it. Grant finished it the first day. Suzette, you didn't really finish it, but you fast-forward through it.
I finished it. I had to fast-forward through it. I couldn't sit through all the murders. Like, it was way too heavy. And then,
isn't that the whole documentary?
The whole thing. It's literally up until the last episode when you really, like, get to see him and how he grew up and how they captured him. And it was just, it's haunting because they zoom into his face for so long. It's like a good 30 seconds just zooming into his face.
His face is creepy.
It is so creepy. And I saw it before going to bed. So I had nightmares about it yesterday. And I didn't watch the entire thing. And I still had nightmares about it. Like, at one point, I was telling the girls, Kyle and Delaney, that my husband, Mr. Baby, hugged me in the middle of the night. And I opened my eyes like wide open and grabbed his arm and looked at him just to make sure it was him that was hugging me.
The Night Stalker's face is very recognizable, and I haven't got that far yet. Mm-hmm. And you telling me that, I know when I was a kid, he was all over the news, and I know his face. Like, it's already burned in my retina. So what's funny, because all the other serial killers I've studied or watched, I just kind of know, but their images aren't in me like that guy.
It's crazy how the media got so involved, and politicians and everything. Like, this was huge.
It was insane.
And the way that he was caught too, I thought was
crazy. I don't know that part yet.
So, you'll love the way that they caught him.
Well, what I was getting at is that's number 3 on Netflix. Number 1 on Netflix is Bridgerton, still number 1, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering, I was expecting, and maybe it'll be this way over the weekend, you know, the serial killer stuff usually is untouchable, right? I know. I'm wondering if Night Stalker is going to pass. But here's what number 2 is. And I almost started to watch this the other day. It's called Lupin.
Oh, I started watching that.
Lupin, you did. And yeah. What do you think of Lupin?
It's one of those shows that you have to really pay attention to everything that's going on, because you think it's headed one way and then it's not.
What's it about? What is it?
So it's about this guy. His name's...
Lupin?
No, he... There's like a...
It's a little too on the nose.
No. He's like trying to be like a guy named Lupin, where it's this guy that's working in a museum. He's working at the Louvre in Paris. And he's like part of the cleaning crew, and he's you just see like a normal life, and then all of a sudden you see that he owes a lot of people money. So since he works at the museum, he knows the ins and outs, and he ends up telling these criminals that he owes money to that he can help them steal a necklace that's millions of dollars. So they set this whole thing up because he owes them money, so he's going to help them steal this necklace, and that's going to be the way he pays them back. Well, he double-crosses them, and he ends up getting them caught by everyone, and he takes the necklace. So you find out he has this completely different undercover life. Like,
movie?
Persona.
Oh. Movie or series?
Series.
Yeah. I've never seen the preview
now
for
that
it.
You said the Louvre, is it in English and dubbed, or is it in English, or is it dubbed over?
I think it might be dubbed over, but it was so entertaining that I didn't really pay attention to that. But it's one of those shows you can't be multitasking. You have to sit down and watch everything.
There's something about when they get dubbed over that just
such a tune out.
I know. It's
almost like you can tell.
Has to happen for me to get in that. It's just so hard for me to get into a show like that.
I think you'll really like this.
I think so too. Just like that, there was this other show that everyone said I should watch.
Money Heist?
That one.
Yeah.
I heard that's amazing, but I just couldn't get over the whole... I watched their lips.
Yeah.
And I just can't.
I think that show, Money Heist, is one of the better lip dubs. You can't really tell that much.
Anyway, those are the top 3 shows on Netflix. Kyle, what's something you're working on for 3 things we need to know?
Wait till you hear what your face can tell people. your face. I'll tell you three things you need to know next with John, Jay, and Rich.
We won't leave you on read. We reply. Try us. Text JJR and your message to 96893. John, Jay, and Rich.
Kyle, what do we need to know today?
Okay, so the Biden Inaugurational Committee announced an upcoming concert. It's January 17th, which is right around the corner, and lots of celebs are being a part of this. So it's going to take place virtually, and it'll have performances from Carole King, James Taylor, Fall Out Boy, will.i.am, other big celebs will be there. Now, 3 days later, on the 20th, the inauguration will happen. And they've also announced some pretty huge performers there as well. Lady Gaga will sing the national anthem at the swearing-in ceremony. Jennifer Lopez is also slated to perform at the ceremony, where Georgia firefighter Andrea Hall will lead the Pledge of Allegiance. Tom Hanks is going to host a 90-minute live special on several networks that evening. And other performers, John Bon Jovi, Demi Lovato, Justin Timberlake, and so on and so forth.
Petey Pablo?
More than that. Petey Pablo, I do not know if they've confirmed Petey Pablo just
yet. That'd be sweet.
Freak a leak.
That would be interesting. Disneyland, as you guys know, has not reopened. And I told you a few days ago they have plans to make it into a super site to give the COVID-19 vaccine. And now Disneyland has announced that it's going to end its annual passports program because they don't know when they're ever going to reopen again. They will issue refunds, but if you're one of the people who bought a 2020 year passport, they're like that's honor this right now.
That's the you get in anytime you want. You just pay this price.
Yeah. So,
oh, that's sad.
Done. It's done. Mm-hmm. That's done. So your face, right? Apparently, your face can tell a lot. And apparently, there is a facial recognition system or company that now claims that your face will be able to tell your political affiliation. They're like, basically, your face apparently is put into their AI system and they can tell with 71% accuracy what side or what party you side with just by your face.
That's weird.
I just want to say your face as many times as possible in there.
They could tell if probably that person's happy, he must be a whatever.
I'm not really sure how. It's literally just AI. And AI is so incredible that it can also figure out your dog's face. So not like what political affiliation your dog has or anything like that, but there's a new AI-powered dog collar that turns your dog's barks into emotions.
Just like
and
an
so
up.
They'll be able to tell you exactly if your dog's happy, relaxed, anxious, angry, sad, more barking data and whatnot. Now, the collar's $99. So for basically $100, you can really figure out how is your pup feeling. And that's three things you need to know.
Like, how would you really want, I mean, someone knocks on my door and the dogs start barking. Oh, my God, look. He's excited, I think. I spent $100. He's telling me he's excited. Tell me at the front door. I think I could figure that out.
Yeah.
Speak.
Hi there.
Did that dog just say hi there?
Oh, yeah. All right, we're going to get to John J. Stacks and Rich's life hacks.
Hey, John J. Stacks and Rich's life hacks for you.
That's coming up. John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, John Jay Stacks, Rich Love Hacks. 80% of Americans say that in spite of everything, they feel optimistic about this year, according to the new survey. The top two things that keep people's optimism up are a hope that the pandemic will end this year and the fact that 2020 is over. The most popular type of takeout and delivery food in the United States last year was
pizza.
Wrong.
What?
Pasta.
Wrong.
Chicken fingers.
Wrong.
Sushi.
Wrong.
Spaghetti.
Wrong.
Salad.
Wrong. Berg.
Hot dogs.
Wrong.
Tacos.
Wrong.
What the heck? Duck eggs?
Wrong.
Is something like really random?
The most popular type of takeout and delivery food in the United States last year was Chinese, according to a new study. Worldwide, the most popular option was pizza. But in the United States, that was second.
But we technically got it right. Yeah.
A new survey asked people for the main reasons they've been eating worse over the past year. Top four answers are stress, having an inconsistent sleep schedule, not having a set eating schedule, and needing more comfort food. I had this whole conversation yesterday with a doctor about macaroni and cheese.
Isn't love macaroni.
The first one and the last one the same thing?
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Gonna, I'll just go under COVID.
Yeah. Every year, White Castle hosts a romantic Valentine's Day dinner at its stores. This year, because of the pandemic, they're still doing Valentine's Day event, but you have to park and eat in your car, which I still think is cool. The two most annoying things that happen on a Zoom call are when everyone talks at once and when you can't hear someone but don't want to make them repeat it.
Yeah.
Also, 1 in 7 people who work from home have screenshotted someone's facial expression on a Zoom. I've done that to all you guys.
Yes, you have.
It's with a filter, too, from Snapchat. Not a cute one.
It's also annoying when you can't find that button to turn off your mute. We can't hear you! And like, I know, I'm trying to turn off my mute. We gotta unmute it! That's annoying as well. Mm-hmm.
There's a guy in Japan who's making great money renting himself out, quote, to do nothing. Basically, people hire him when they need a body, but that's it. Like to fill out numbers at a party or accompany them to a job interview for support. He charges $100 per job, and he's done more than 3,000 of them.
That's pretty genius. Just because they need someone. Like, you don't have to do anything. Mm-mm. Just be there.
A woman in the UK tweeted out a picture of a note yesterday that her neighbor left on her door. It asked her to stop, quote, screaming like a pig during sex. She says now it makes her want to be louder.
Oh, wow. Okay. Maybe try like a different animal noise. Moo!
But don't, that's Kyle. That's Kyle looking at it totally different.
Yeah, don't stop making animal noises. Good.
Some stereotypes are just true. A new study found that areas where marijuana is legalized, there's an increase in junk food sales.
Oh, the munchies.
A Playboy model says she was kicked off the dating app Bumble for being, quote, too beautiful. The guy in San Francisco that can't remember the password to his drive for the $234 million of Bitcoin says he's made peace with never getting the money.
Oh, I would never be able to do that.
Way. There's got to be some kind of like hacker somewhere in the world that you could split that with.
He's tried everything, too. In fact, I saw this. I have this little clip of him. I feel so bad for this guy. I don't even understand how Bitcoin works.
Nobody does.
I know. No idea.
But he's talking about how he's talking. He's tried all kinds of way.
As soon as I put it in the bin at home, thrown a hard
drive. Shut up. This guy.
A lot of people are offering various solutions. Everything from the silly to for example, one person suggested, have you tried the word password? So that was one. Some people have recommended various mediums, psychics, prophets that I could talk to.
$220 million.
Ouch.
Taco Bell cut out all of its potato items from its menu last year. Two of them are coming back in March because people protested.
They petitioned.
Yeah. Cheesy Fiesta potatoes and spicy potato soft tacos are coming back. A racing pigeon somehow managed to fly 8,000 miles across the Pacific Ocean from Oregon to Australia. Now Australian authorities want to kill it because of a COVID risk. A lot of businesses are offering incentives for their workers to get the COVID vaccine. Trader Joe's, Instacart, and Dollar General are the latest to offer perks, usually getting a few free hours of pay if you get the vaccine. The first clip I just played was a guy in Wales accidentally threw away a hard drive several years ago with almost $290 million worth of Bitcoin on it. Now he's offering the city 25% of that if they'll let him search a landfill to find it.
It doesn't mean he's gonna, right? That's gonna be a needle in a haystack. Mm-hmm.
Under New Jersey's vaccine plan, smokers get access before the general public for the vaccine. New Jersey defended that policy because they say smokers are at a higher risk, so they need it first. And people all up in arms. A COVID nurse in North Carolina just hit the lottery for $1 million. UFC fighter Conor McGregor bought a $2 million watch. It has a little door that opens up to reveal a robotic guy having sex with a woman.
On the watch?
On the watch.
For $2 million?
$2 million.
Wow, that means you got way too much money.
Mm-hmm. You could find something like that maybe at Spencer's for like $20.
There's a rumor that Marvel and Chris Evans are in talks to bring back Steve Rogers to the Marvel Universe, Suzette.
Yes. Nick and I were just talking about that.
Chris tweeted that's news to me. Again, he's not going to say.
Right. They keep it on the DL. They have to.
There's a rumor on social media that Desperate Housewives is being revived with the original stars, Terry Hatcher, Eva Longoria, Marcia Cross, Felicity Huffman. But Marcia tweeted, news to me.
Mm. That's the new celebrity reason.
Are the Backstreet Boys splitting up over politics? Brian Luttrell recently announced that he was moving to the social media website Parler. Then Kevin Richardson tweeted an article called, I lost a best friend to QAnon. Backstreet Boys, break it up. Bam.
I don't think you can do Parlor anymore.
No, I think it's defunct.
Yeah.
Right?
It got taken off everywhere. Apple and they all banned it. So.
We'll get into life hacks and new music coming up next. John, Jay, and Rich.
Nervous about being on the air? Then text us. Text JJR and your message to 96893. John, Jay, and Rich.
All right, we get to life hacks. Rich, what do you have?
I didn't realize this, but this is a big road trip weekend coming up. A lot of people having Monday off and stuff like that. So AAA kind of threw out their list of things that they've discovered over the years as people go on road trips that they want you to remember. They say if you are driving in the morning, listen to loud music. It gets you pumped up. You sing along. If you're driving late at night, they suggest comedy because it's impossible for you to fall asleep if you're laughing.
Oh, good.
Never knew about
that. Good to know, yeah.
Dog hair everywhere in your car. They say if vacuums don't work, just get a rubber glove and you rub where the dog hair is. It creates a little ball and you can take that out. And I think this is interesting. John Jay, you're not going to like this, but the rest of the people that are pros on this say it is dangerous on a road trip to drive, or not drive, but be in the passenger seat with your feet up on the dash.
Oh, I know that. Why am I not going to?
Because you love feet. No, like to see feet.
My son, Kemp, always puts his feet on the dash, and I say, take them off. Because I can't remember where I saw this, or someone sent me some x-rays of an accident of somebody that had their feet up there. It was terrible.
And like now with airbags, too, because the airbags don't, it's not like the movies, they explode, so that could really hurt you. And if you're looking for a bathroom, look for a hotel to stop at instead of a gas station. They've got the cleanest bathrooms. All these drive-in road trip life hacks up at johnjayandrich.com.
Whenever I go and I'm on the road, I need a bathroom like a hotel or gas station. I have guilt. I always have to pretend to do. You go to a gas station
because you're
buying something. And you figure that gives you the right to use their bathroom.
Yes.
If you go to a hotel, like what do you know? You're in there and then they look at you. You're staying here. Yeah. I was like, I want to stay there. No, I'm not staying here. I'm just going to use the bathroom. You get sold for people to stay here. You
know I would what feel mean? Guilty.
Room 305.
Too. Yeah.
We don't have a room.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. There's too much guilt. So you got to pretend like you stand in line for a second. Oh, there's long. I'll be right back. But I have never done that. I just assume that's what's going to happen. So it's usually a gas station. Yeah, this is
that's no your way. Perceived confrontation.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Anyway, what do we got for some new music, Suzette?
So Miss Selena Gomez gave us a new song today. And I heard a rumor that she was going to start releasing songs all in Spanish. And the one she released today is, it's called De Una Vez, which means once and for all.
La herida de tu amor sano. De una vez por todas. Soy más fuerte sola. Es que no me arrepiento del pasado. Sé que el tiempo a tu lado cortó mis alas. Pero ahora se peches antibala. No te tengo a ti, me tengo a mí.
She sounds really good.
Mm-hmm.
So the song is about her finally healing from a breakup and her being stronger by herself and having no regrets in the past. So either about Justin Bieber or The Weeknd. I don't know. One of those.
So this is, she's very much, I mean, being named after Selena. Uh-huh. And now she's cutting songs in Spanish because she doesn't speak Spanish.
Yeah, she doesn't.
You know what I mean?
But
so
she
it's,
sounds great. She sounds like she's
right, but after learning fluent. About Selena, how Selena didn't speak Spanish either, and then learned to speak Spanish. I mean, it's interesting parallel.
Yeah. And yesterday they announced it. Ariana Grande released a remix to 34 plus 35 with Doja Cat and Megan Thee Stallion. Now this is the Doja Cat part, and she kind of gives a little dig at Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Can we stay up all night for the jet lag? You bring your finest and overnight back. Add up the numbers or get behind that. Play and rewind that. Listen, you'll find that. I want that 6ix9ine without Tekashi. And I want your body and I make it obvious. Wake up the neighbors. We got an audience. They hear the clapping, but we not applauding.
So that's
what does she mean by that?
She wants 6ix9ine without Tekashi? I'll explain off air for you. this is the Megan Thee Stallion verse.
Rock you like a baby, but you know I'm about to keep you up. Welcome to my channel, and today I'm about to teach you something. I can make it pop legs up like a can-can. Wake the neighbors up, make it sound like the fan plan. Let me get you. He's about to come through. Hopping in the shower for about a whole hour. He finna act a foul getting so he get the foul kitty. Netflix or Hulu, baby, you choose. I'm up like Starbucks, three pumps. Ooh, this good for your health, call it superfood. When I'm by myself, DIY like a shoe too.
What does she mean by that?
Yeah, so many questions about this. This is a very dirty song, by the way.
I can tell.
Yeah. And then the last clip, Rich, this is, we talked about the little drama with Olivia Rodrigo and how she and Joshua Bassett from High School Musical, the series, broke up and how he might be dating Sabrina Carpenter now. Well, this might be his response to Olivia's driver license song. This is called Lie, Lie, Lie. I know what you said about me. I hope that it makes you happy. You can't seem to get me off your mind. Oh, I know you're lying through your teeth. You told them the lies that you told me. I've had enough of it this time. So you can lie, 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 lie. Go ahead and try, 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 try. It won't work this. He gives me Charlie Puth vibes.
Yeah. I see that. But yeah, I don't know if he's talking about Olivia Rodrigo or something happened between him and Sabrina Carpenter, but that's kind of harsh.
Yeah.
It's harsh because she was 16. Words. It's like, dude, you're a grown up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you need to be, if you're talking about her, it's almost like you need to take the high road and just be
a little more mature.
Yeah. It's like.
No listen. Way. His people are like, put this song out. It could be about a friend of his, like a buddy that, you know, wronged him, right?
Mm-hmm. But we wouldn't
and
have
it's like,
it.
You got to put this out right now while there's hype around it and people can assume what they want.
Yeah, true.
It sounds like a good song, though.
Yeah, it's pretty
good. Catchy song.
Good song.
All right, so all the songs are out. That's new music. We got a drunk dial line. It's 602-888-1933. So when you're out drinking this weekend or you just need someone to talk to, you can vent on our drunk dial line, 602-888-1933. We got some drunk voicemails last night and last weekend. John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
So let's say a guy's hitting on you. Want your number. You don't want to give him your number? Give him our number, 602-888-1933. 602-888-1933. Let's say this weekend you do some drinking with your friends. Call us. 602-888-1933. Let's say you're chilling out at home. You're scared because of the Night Stalker documentary that dropped a couple days ago. Call us. 602-888-1933. Leave us a voicemail message and you might end up on the radio. Like this.
Delaney, first off, your message, you just sound hot. I follow you on Instagram. I know you're hot regardless. But I just want to say that I play NBA 2K21 just like Dutch does. And I would love to play him one of these days because I just beat the franchise in threes. Wait, hold on. This sounds stupid. Never mind. I'm done.
All right.
Okay.
Or is she done?
Do you think Dutch would play her? But because now he's got all this clout in that world because that one football player's playing him, right?
Yeah, you know, Dutch wanted to go away for the weekend and not play video games because that guy that plays for Kansas City who he's playing with is playing in the playoffs this weekend and not playing 2K. So Dutch was okay going away for the weekend.
Okay. And he wants to take a break because his friend's
not playing. Yeah. What's that guy saying? Yeah.
Man, that's real.
Hill.
He's a receiver for...
Tyreek Hill?
Yeah, whatever. That's it. Yeah, Tyreek Hill, yeah.
Plays for Kansas City. Him and Dutch now are friends and they play 2K together. Anyway, she could play Dutch. I don't know his handle, though. Dutch has a YouTube channel where he posts his videos. And I think on that YouTube channel... You could probably see his gamer tag. So if you go to Dutch Van S 7, well, it's on his Instagram too. You could probably, if you want to play with him, I'm sure he'll play with you. All right, here's another voicemail.
Delaney, again, you sounded so hot. It's Jasmine again. Okay. I screwed up the first time. All I want to say is, John Jay, you are hilarious. Rich, you are the absolute best. You know everything about music. You're amazing. Ugh, Suzette, don't even get me started. Ugh. Honey, you are so pretty. Kyle, I love you. You're amazing. Don't ever stop being you, Kyle. I love you guys. Bye.
We love you too, Jasmine.
Yeah, you're so sweet.
So nice. Bye.
So leave us a voicemail.
Hey, y'all. It's me, Maddie. I'm drunk as a skunk. I'm sitting here eating my Chick-fil-A nuggets. I'm dipping them in Fireball. Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's good. They're tasty. But I just called because I miss the morning crew. Juice Hole, JJ, Kyle, OCD, Rich, and Suzizzle. I also want to ask y'all a question. Talk dirty to me. Talk dirty. Love y'all.
No, that wasn't a question.
Was he quoting Jason Derulo?
That was more of a demonstrative statement.
Anyway, so you call us 602-888-1933 and leave us messages like that, and you may end up on the radio. Every day I've been thinking about little things that happened when I was on vacation. And since the Night Stalker video or documentary came out a couple days ago, I remembered this. So a couple years ago, we were in Hawaii. I think one of the first times we were in Hawaii. And while we were staying, there was a condo that went for sale. And Blake and I were like, oh my God, Hawaii, right? It was amazing. So I was like, we got to buy a place here. So it was one of those things where, and I, you know, you see an open house and you go look at it.
In the moment, you're like, you could just envision your life there.
Not going to buy a place there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's an open house. Let's go.
Find the dream.
It's a condo, and we looked at it all, and literally, like, the fantasy of living in this condo became a reality. And then it was like, even to the point where, like, I mean, I was taking pictures and sending them to my sister. What do you think? You know, well, you know, we can stay here. You guys have this bedroom. I mean, it's stupid. Right? Well, someone bought it like the weekend. Condos go for sale, open, you know, like that. And then this lady in the complex goes, there's another condo for sale in this complex. For sale by owner. So we go there and meet the guy, and there's no furniture and it's dark. And the guy's a weirdo. I mean, he's weird. It's just Blake and me and the kids and this guy, and all the windows are down. He's not even sure. He goes, I go, oh, is there a view of the beach? Because it's a little off. He goes, yeah, there is upstairs, but don't go up there. I'm like, well, how am I, if you want to sell your place, how? He goes, all right, I'll take you up there. So he takes me upstairs, opens the window, closes the window. And he's like, I'm going to have some donuts here later today. Would you like a donut? Would you like to come back for donut? This is 3 years ago. Okay. And I'm like, no, thanks. And then we leave. Right. And I'm like, that guy was weird, man. She's like, yeah, Blake's like, that guy is really weird. Never thought about that guy again. Well, this last trip, the real estate agent that showed us the complex, we see it the first time we see her. And we're like, hey, what's up? She's like, hey, so those condos are that they sold and all. She's like, yeah, they sold. And I go, how about that one weird guy? She's, oh my God. After you guys left, the guy got mad at the condo complex manager and ended up stabbing him and going to prison.
Oh my gosh.
What?
And then in prison, he killed himself.
What?
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, well, it's a good thing we didn't get a condo.
Yeah, it's a good thing you, like, let him down gently on the whole donut thing.
Whoa. Yeah, yeah.
Why was he mad?
I'm thinking the manager ate all his donuts or something because he got, mm-hmm. I mean, it was, I don't know, but isn't that weird? It was just
That's
such a
crazy.
Weird experience.
That's scary.
That's why you don't buy property.
No.
Lesson learned.
You can jump to that conclusion, but yeah.
That's the moral of the story.
Yeah. All right, this morning, shoot your shot. Jocelyn wants to go out with this guy that she previously turned down. Now, she thinks it's going to be a piece of cake because he's going to want to go out with her after she's already... God dang it.
She turned him down, and so because he already wanted her, she thinks he'll want her again.
He asked her out.
Mm-hmm.
She said no.
No.
Correct.
Now she wants to ask him out.
Yes.
All right. All right, shoot your shots next, John Jane Rich.
Even when the show is over, sometimes we just keep talking. And now you can hear it. Listen to the John, Jay, and Rich Afterwards podcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's time for Shoot Your Shot. Shoot Your Shot. So we got Jocelyn on the line. She wants to shoot her shot. I don't know if it's romantic. I don't know if it's about a job opportunity because Shoot Your Shot can mean many things. So, Jocelyn, welcome to our show. Tell us about Shoot Your Shot, and we're giving you 60 seconds to do what?
Okay, so I need some help kind of reconnecting / asking out this guy that I used to work with. His name's Chris. I'd like to go out with him on a date.
Pump it up, Chris.
So you said reconnect with him? How do you know him?
We used to work together. He actually, when we worked together, asked me out. This was months ago, but I had said no. So now I've reconsidered, and I'm here, and now I want to ask him out.
So do you guys not work together anymore? Like, where's the reconnect? You couldn't just, like, see him at work?
No, I don't know. No, we don't work together any longer.
Okay.
And why did you say no the first time?
Honestly, like, I just wasn't interested at the time. Like, he just didn't really strike me as someone who was, like, you know, attractive. But, like, now since COVID and, like, quarantine, like, he's been getting really fit and he's got a little bit of a beard. And, like, his body looks really good. So, like, he's definitely had a glow up over this last year. So, no, he's got my attention.
I thought you were going to say he won the lottery or he got rich. Well, he kind of won some scratchers.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, did I tell you this girl I dated? She, I went to Europe in college and she broke up with me. And before she broke up with me, she went to college and I was accusing her. I thought that the guy next, the old man next to her liked her. And she's like, ooh, gross. But he won the lottery. Now she's married to him.
What? Yeah, you told that story before. Stephanie. It's so crazy. Mike. Stephster. What's she doing? Wait, Jocelyn, when you were asked out by Chris, whenever a few months ago or whenever that was, were you, like, kind in letting him down? Or were you like, Stephanie, ew, gross, I'm not going out with you?
I mean, I don't think I was, like, over the top mean. But, I mean, I just said no. I just wasn't interested. I wasn't into it.
And that's how you deliver it? He's like, be great to go out to dinner sometime. No, I'm not interested. Just like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
How long ago was that? Yeah. How long ago was this?
A couple months ago.
Okay.
Wouldn't you think he'd be totally excited that you changed your mind?
Unless, like, that's why I asked. Unless, you know, when she shut him down the first time, if it really hurt his feelings, if it affected him, mm-hmm. maybe not. Maybe he doesn't want that.
There's some adorable romance, though, right? To the coming around and being like, I know I said no, but I've been thinking about you. There's no way he's going to not be excited.
I think he'll be excited.
Okay. All right. Well, it's called Shoot Your Shot. So we'll get him on and we'll pitch him the concept and hopefully he's down. You know, 60 seconds, Jocelyn, to shoot your shot. So do we get his name already?
Yeah, Chris.
Oh, yeah, Chris. Because I even said, pump it up, Chris. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember my weird lines. Oh, man. All right, Jocelyn. Shoot Your Shot continues next. John Jay and Rich. All right, we're going to shoot your shot. We got Jocelyn on the line. A couple months ago, she was working with a guy named Chris. Chris asked her out. She said, no, not interested. Pandemic's been going on. She's been watching him on social media. He's been working out. He's been looking good. And she's like, I want to go out with him. So we're going to call Chris, and she's going to shoot her shot. She's going to ask him out. Now, when you say he's been, like, shaping up, getting in shape and stuff, did he lose a lot of weight? Like, was he way overweight, or was he dad bod? Was he, like, morbidly obese? Like, what kind of body change are we talking about?
No, I just mean, no, he wasn't, like, morbidly obese. He was just, like, you know, he went from being just, like, a regular average dude to, like, you know, banging A-plus guy, you know?
It's meaty.
Like,
mm-hmm. A total snack.
Beefy. Yeah. You just, like, want to bite into his biceps, you know?
Like a whole meal. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get him online. Yes, yes, Delaney, yes.
Oh. Wait. Just a note for you, if you could just not reveal who it is.
Okay.
At the beginning.
Okay, sounds good.
Cool, thanks.
All right, Jocelyn, we're ready. Let's go, Delaney. Let's get Chris on. Era un pajarillo.
That's it?
Well, she might pick up the phone. De blancas alas.
Well.
Hello?
Hello, is Chris available?
Yeah, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris, what's going on? This is the radio station calling, the John Jay and Rich Show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We want to put you on the radio for a second to talk, if that's okay.
Sure, why not?
Chris, we hear you've been working out, looking pretty good, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Biggin?
Biggin? What in the world?
Chris, looking pretty good, huh?
I mean, I guess I try to stay in shape. Yeah.
That's what I hear. So, let me tell you what's going on. We got a thing, we call it Shoot Your Shot. We started a couple months ago, and we didn't know it was going to take off as big as it has. So we offer people the chance, we give them 60 seconds to shoot their shot. And it's turned out where people have pitched job opportunities, brothers and sisters have asked for favors from one another. And the majority is a romantic interest where maybe a guy asks a girl out and we give them 60 seconds to sell themselves to this person. And that's the case here with you. We have somebody, yes, somebody wants to shoot their shot with you.
Okay, I think I know who this is, but don't tell me. Like I'm a little excited for this.
I'm assuming you've been posting lots of pictures of yourself on your social media, sans shirt.
There's traps.
I mean, no, not too many. Like maybe too many here and there, but no, I'm not that guy.
No, maybe you put the phone on the wall, lean against the wall, and kind of do some push-ups, your shirt off, look into the camera, and wink.
No, I definitely don't do that.
No, you don't do the old stand in front of the mirror, camera off to the side of your face, selfie.
I definitely don't do that.
You don't do the old stand backwards, look at your butt, take a picture of your butt, squeeze your butt cheeks, selfie. No.
No, but maybe I will after this. Maybe now I'll do it.
Well, send me that one. Well, anyway, not going to tell you who this is. You said you got a pretty good idea who it is, but we're not going to tell you who it is. We're just going to, if you're cool, if you're down with it, we're going to bring this person up. Rich is going to start the countdown clock, and what you're going to hear is the clock go, and then this person is going to just sell themselves to you. Is that cool?
That sounds awesome.
Okay. Everybody in here ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to count down, and then the clock will start to count down. There'll be two countdowns. I'm going to go 3, 2, 1, mm-hmm. and then the clock starts.
You don't have to get all NASA about it.
Got it. Okay. You're like complicating it. No.
And I'm going to do a countdown, a pre-countdown to my countdowns. Okay, so ready? 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1. Go!
Hi, Chris. Long time no talk. It's Jocelyn. I know this is probably so weird, and I know when you asked me out the last time, I said no, but I have been following you on Instagram, and you are looking, like, really good, so I know that we're not working in the same place anymore, and I thought it would be a good time for us to, like, grab a drink, go out and catch up, since we always got along so well in the office, and you are always so nice to me. I just wanted to give it a real shot. I like being active, and we could even, like, go for a hike since the weather is so nice right now. I mean... Oh my gosh, I'm so nervous. Sorry. What do you say? Do you want to go out with me?
I mean, Jocelyn, I wasn't expecting this at all.
Oh, so I'm not the one you thought it was at the beginning?
No, I'm really sorry, but no, it you weren't.
Okay, I mean, you are single, though, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, technically, I guess I'm still single, but I have been seeing somebody, dating someone, and we've actually gone out, like, about 5 times now, and I like her a lot, and that's who I thought this was.
Ouch.
Oh. Burn. Okay, but, like, you're not, like, serious yet, or, like, you could go out with someone else. But then, like, that wouldn't be, like, cheating or anything.
Scandalous. Yeah. Technically, but I guess, Jocelyn, here's the thing. I'm a little confused, okay? Because I asked you out when we were working together, and it's not that you just said no. You weren't nice about it. You were just like, no, and I'm not interested. And then you walked out of the kitchen, and if I'm being completely honest, it was humiliating. You made me feel like a complete idiot.
How was that rude? I just said I wasn't interested. I didn't mean to, like, make you feel bad.
Well, okay, I appreciate that, but it was, like, really harsh and abrupt. And, you know, I thought you were a nice girl, but after that, it just kind of rubbed me the wrong way. And look, I'm not trying to make you feel bad at all, but it just did. You know, I made myself vulnerable, and you just kind of were just like, nope, and walked away from me. I mean, I just didn't think you would act like that.
Okay, well, how else did you want me to say I wasn't interested then? Did you just want me to, like, be passive-aggressive about it?
I don't know. Look, thank you, first off, so much. Like, I'm very flattered by this. Really am. But I'm not seeing anybody else right now. Or I'm sorry, but I don't date people I work with. Like, maybe if we don't work together, we give it a try. I don't know, something like that. If you had said something like that, I just feel like that would have been a nicer way to just kind of like let me down and make it clear like why you didn't want to get together.
Okay. Well, at the time, I wasn't really sorry that I said no. I just feel like I didn't owe you an explanation.
When you said you didn't feel that he needed an explanation, you need an explanation. What do you mean? Because of what?
I just didn't owe him an explanation as to why I said no, I wasn't interested. Isn't me not being interested enough of an explanation?
Look, I'm not trying to offend you. I'm just saying, this was very unexpected and random. And you know, like, you weren't into me at all back then, and now you are. So I'm just surprised, and I didn't expect to get a call like this today.
Okay, I just wanted to reach out because I think you're looking really good, and I'm not seeing anyone. You're not really seeing anyone, and I just wanted to give it a shot.
Time is up.
Oh,
all right, Jocelyn just shot her shot. Yeah. So yes or no, Chris, are you in or no?
I thought he said no.
Oh, I know, but I didn't hear the timer never went off. She stopped way before.
Yeah, she had like 30 seconds left.
I'm really sorry. I'm seeing someone right now like that. You know, like maybe if we aren't talking anymore and you're still single, like we'd give it a try. But like right now, you know, I'm focused on this other person. It's just not a good time for me.
All right, there you have it, Jocelyn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I think you're making a huge mistake, but
okay, but just like you said, it should have been enough for him that you just weren't interested, then now that has to be like the same for you, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is plenty of information for me.
Right.
He's not just a piece of meat.
All right, that's shoot your shot. Jocelyn, thank you very much. Chris, thanks for going on there with us. Thank you.
Yeah, uh-huh. Have a good day, guys.
Okay, let's shoot your shot. John Jay and Rich.
Find John Jay and Rich on demand on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so Angie, what do you have too much of because of the pandemic?
I have so many plants.
Plants?
I can't even.
It is a new thing.
It is. And I was, I tried to get more dogs, but my husband was like, oh my God, buy all the plants. Don't, no more dogs.
Did you do like a garden of plants or are they just like random house plants?
They are random house plants and I'm hanging them from the ceiling and I've taken all of my husband's like textbooks from college and I donated them so that I could have space on the bookshelf to put more plants. And then at 8 a.m. or 8 p.m. every night, my house turns purple because all of the grow lights turn on.
Oh, she must have some really good plants.
Yeah,
it's like walking into your house. Is it like, you know, you need a machete? You're going through there, trying to get through the bedroom.
I have bought some plants, like mature plants from other people. That, you guys, it's like a cult. Like Facebook has groups, like everybody's trading their plants.
I've never heard of that before.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Trading plants or buying plants from other people?
The Rio Dio now.
I think you just give them a plant.
There's rare plants like that you have to go online and they sell out instantly. Like there's like tricks on how to buy them.
Wow. How come people say to me, they're like, here's a couple of plants because I've gotten them as gifts as, you know, housewarming. You can't kill this no matter what you do. They're like, whatever, the succulents or whatever. Mine die all the time. Mine must need purple lights.
Because you kill happiness.
It's such a good challenge. Yeah, the purple light helps.
Wow. There is something about being around plants. It just like, it makes you feel more alive. You know, they're just like, I feel like, I don't know, they're peaceful. Mm-hmm. And
they give off oxygen.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like nature.
That was my argument. Yeah, that's why my husband has let me continue on this journey. But they kind of feel like we're up in Seattle and it's rainy and it's kind of blah, and you know, inside the house it's like a jungle. So it's kind of like we're bringing a little bit of the outdoors inside. So sometimes my friends are like, okay, you're getting a bit out of hand, so I have to spread everything out a little bit. I just rearranged the whole house so that I could put some plants in every room. You know, I was like, okay, maybe 6 plants hanging from the ceiling in this window is too much.
Thanks, Angie. Hey, Nick, what's that thing that they say in the office? He says to Toby, and you kill joy or something. What's the line? Do you know the line? Come on. You're an office freak. You don't like the office.
Wow. That's rude. Yeah, you're a killer of joy.
That's not the line.
I look it up, man.
No, you're not supposed to look it up. You're supposed to be the office fan. Because, and you hate joy. What is the line? You know the
That's
line?
Funny though. No, I've heard. I don't know it by verbatim.
I know, but you're not. You don't call yourself like Nick. I shower with office on. I watch office. I wear office t-shirts. I'm Mr.
You
office.
Are a thief.
Oh, you are a thief of joy. Thank you, Suzette, who is the true office. Look at Nick throwing things around. You just stole Nick's joy.
I don't know what that was. It looked important.
Yeah. Wow. All right. So we want to know, what do you have a crazy amount of? Because of the pandemic. And Suzette will explain why coming up next. John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
So Suzette had this moment the other day. What was it, Suzette?
Well, I actually got yelled at by my husband because I have a problem. I cannot stop buying sweatpants. Ever since the pandemic started, it was kind of like, where everyone's, you know, staying in pajamas, being comfy, so I'm going to start wearing sweats. I haven't worn jeans in so long. Just thinking about the idea of wearing jeans makes me want to cringe. So I counted this morning how many sweatpants I have in my closet, and I have 12. 12. All different colors. There's one pair that's the same, like two exact the exact sweatpants.
Just I keep getting new sweatpants, and Scott goes, don't you have those already? And I'm like, no. These ones are a little different.
Well, we found out that the three of us are the same. I have worn jeans 3 times since the pandemic. One for our show photo shoot, my family photo shoot, and I had to go to a funeral. Those are the only 3 times I've worn jeans. The rest of them just wearing sweats nonstop, and I keep buying them at every opportunity I can. But what I realize is that I buy a bunch of Nikes, and then I buy Adidas, and then I'm like, I never really wear Adidas shoes. You can't cross breed, and I stress out, and it's so I have a lot too. So we want to know, what have you bought a bunch of during the pandemic? Kay, what'd you get?
Yeah, so because of the pandemic, I have a stockpile, ridiculous amount of vodka and box wine.
Let's go. And party at your place. Yeah. When it's safe.
Yeah, no kidding. I have mixed them both, and I don't recommend it. It's fun for the night, but it's not fun the next day or two or three. Yeah.
A lot of vodka.
All right, thanks, Kate. Diego, what about you? What have you stockpiled?
Truck wheels. I've been buying and selling truck wheels before the pandemic, but then when it hit, I started buying and selling more, and I even had to get a storage unit now because, like, in a year I would sell maybe a handful, 5, and I think this 5 sets, I think this last year I sold about 120 sets. Even though I'm working full-time, it just happened, and my garage was full. My wife took all my stuff out of the garage, and I had to get a storage unit.
So wait, you're selling them, but you're keeping them now too?
What's that?
You're keeping the rims?
I have like 6 sets of my own now that I have no cars for, but I have wheels for.
All right.
Where are you getting all these wheels from?
Online, OfferUp, Marketplace. Mm-hmm. I have some shipped from Hawaii last week, some from... So it's getting a little obsessive. Cars that I don't even have that I want to get sometime in the future. And these are all like old school wheels that they don't sell anymore new.
All right. Okay. That's an interesting... Yeah, that's interesting.
It's like a different sort of vision board. Yeah. Wow. I get the wheels for the truck that I want eventually.
Thanks, Diego. Laura, all right, thanks, Laura, what have you bought a lot since the pandemic?
So I have 3 kids, and for my 1.5-year-old, I've been stocking up on diapers, hand soap, laundry soap, and wine for myself to feed my sanity.
Very good. Very good. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
V&A, what are you buying a lot of?
So because of the pandemic, we have a very large amount of salt.
What?
Like table salt? Rock salt?
Yeah, table salt.
Why salt?
My spouse went to the store right around when everything started getting a little crazy and freaked out in the salt aisle and came home with 20 full-size buckets of salt.
What did you say? Buckets. 20 buckets? What?
Or the big containers of the salt, like pretty much the biggest you can find at a normal store. So we have a lot of salt now.
So random.
Here's what I kind of get. Like, okay, when we first were stocking up stuff at the front of the pandemic, everybody was running out of things like Lysol, Clorox wipes, stuff like that. So I found a place that just sells to like offices, mm-hmm. cleaning supplies, and I stack up. But then when that stack gets about in half, I freak out and need to go back and get more.
Yeah, but salt though, salt, having like a carne asada every day.
Yeah. Buckets of salt. I mean,
we're Mexican, we use salt, but yeah. I don't think we use that much salt.
It was such a crazy time, though. It was like most of the shelves are empty. It's like you just consider grabbing whatever's on it. Like when I went to the grocery store, I'm like, I don't know. All they have is ice cream, chips, and pickled things. Like random pickled things. Not pickles, just like pickled whatever. And I don't like pickled things, but I was like, should I get them just because? Like,
just in case. Just in case that's all we've got.
Thanks, Vianney. Yeah. So earlier, like 10 minutes earlier, Nick on our show prides himself on being a fan of The Office. Prides himself. I mean, he says he listens to it when he showers. If he's not watching it, he's watching it all the time. He knows everything about The Office, Office trivia. I'm the care. So I asked him for a simple line because I was looking for it. Rich said something and he killed a plant. And I was looking for a line in my head. And I remember from The Office and I tried to steal the line and I got it wrong. And I said, what's the line? And he was like, And then Suzette had to Google the line. But here's the actual line from The Office.
You are a thief of joy.
Which is the number one streaming show of all time. Anyway, we're going to check in with Rich, and he's going to give us a little details. Some stuff happened with his daughter. She hurt herself, but she's frustrating everybody too, right?
A little bit. She's a little extra right now.
Extra. That's next, John Jane Rich.
Blow us up on text. We don't care. Text JJR and your message to 96893.
If you go to the John Jane Rich Instagram account, you'll see a video I just posted. Something happened a couple hours ago where Kyle hit her head. Kyle hit her head. Okay, wait, hold. Kyle hit her head and started laughing uncontrollably. Couldn't stop laughing for about a minute and a half. Then I started recording. And she laughed for another 2.5 minutes.
Oh, that's
she couldn't get it back together. I just posted the video. Anyway, Kyle, Rich, what's going on with your daughter?
You know, there's something different about dads and their boys and dads and their girls. Like, my boys have, like, wiped out outside. And you're like, okay, it's cool, man. Like, shake it off. Let's be okay. And then my daughter's wiped out outside. And I'm, like, calling the city to have the sidewalk removed. Because somebody's going to get hurt. Mm-hmm. Like, you just freak out. And my daughter, Audrey, she's 15. We were home over break, and I was talking to her. She was running up the stairs to go grab something from her room. And I hear this loud bang. And then I hear a, ouch. Like, that just hurt a little bit. Like, uh-oh. And she had banged her knee somehow, wiped out and banged her knee on the step, and dislocated her knee. So it's bad. The kneecap is dislocated. So actually, as we speak, she is going to get an MRI because they want to wait for swelling to go down, and then they're going to see like how much physical therapy she has to do. But in the meantime, me and the boys are pretty much waiting on her whenever she's over at my place. She's got her feet up on a little stool on the couch, and she's like, you know, using my Netflix passwords. So, like, now all my shows that come up are like Gilmore Girls and Grey's Anatomy. But she's adorable, and I love her. She's so extra right now because I'll be in the kitchen, and she'll be probably about 5-7 feet away from me, and she'll text me what she wants instead of just saying, hey dad, can you come here? Can I get a this? So it doesn't matter what we get her. It's like she's got this scale of it's not good enough. She asked me for some Burt's Bees, so I bring her Burt's Bees, and she looks at the cap. She's like, I like the blue cap. I don't like this red cap. It's too minty. So she hands that back. She asks me for a blanket. Do you have any softer blankets? Like, this one's like, this is itchy. This is going to be itchy on my knee. I can't have it itchy. She's a little extra
What do you do with a little extra? And then she's so good at manipulating me to, precious father, like, yes, will you make me that delicious latte in your Nespresso machine that only you can make the way I like?
Precious father.
But put more sugar in it. Like, so I like it that she's home and that she's hanging out and that she's, you know, sort of like, you know, around a lot more. But it's a little extra.
She's the princess.
If it were the boys,
like a princess.
If it were the boys, it'd be like, just have chapped lips. You're fine.
There's Audrey, I'd be like, can you believe this guy never saw my blue cap on my first date? Seriously.
Yeah, and she can't like get in because her knee's so messed up. She's using like my shower, and it is girl town in there now. There's like conditioners and hair straighteners and different types of soap because she doesn't like my soap. She's like, your soap smells good, but it makes me itch. It's just so much. She's taken over the place. So, Audrey, I hope your knee's a lot better so you can start walking around and go do stuff in your room.
Doing your own stuff.
How long is she going to be out for?
I think she's on crutches. Well, I guess you find out today, but probably another week or two, I would think. I don't think dislocated knees just pop back in right away.
We hope she gets better soon.
Yeah.
All right, this morning we're going to play Delaney's Categories. John Jane Rich.
John Jane Rich.
Oh, we're going to play a game. Susie, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, you're playing for $50 to PetSmart. Delaney's the host of the game. It's called Delaney's Categories. How do we play, Delaney?
Yes. So I'm going to give you guys a category, and we're going to go around the room, and each of you is going to name one thing in that category until someone pauses, doesn't have an answer, or says an incorrect answer. If you lose the round, you get a point. The person with the most points at the end of the game loses. So Susie, you're going to guess who you think is going to get the most points. So basically, who you think is going to lose.
I think John Jay is going to get the most points.
Interesting.
Oh. I want to get that gift card.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so we're actually going to start with John Jay. Name a popular New Year's resolutions. Go.
Lose weight.
Drink less.
Eat healthy.
Exercise.
Quit smoking.
Origami.
What does that mean?
I may have to give you a point there because I said popular New Year's resolution.
Plus origami, is it, what does that mean?
Did somebody on the show want to learn origami one year? Wasn't that you, Kyle?
Then you say learn origami, not origami.
All right, I'll take your point.
All right, Rich, 1 point. Sorry about that, but we're going to start with you now. Drinking games, go.
Beer pong.
Flip cup.
No, that's not it! I have to just like I have one in my head and I forget to think of a backup. So yeah. And then like I'm like, okay, Rich didn't say it, and then I didn't have enough time. I'll take the point. Sorry,
Kyle.
Okay, Rich, Kyle, both 1 point. John James is at zero. Over to you, Suzette. Dating apps, go.
Tinder,
Bumble,
Tinder.
I think Suzette said that one.
You said it with so much
confidence. Short-term memory isn't what it used to be.
All right, so everyone on the board except Miss Suzette, over to you, Kyle, with Ariana Grande songs. Go.
Seven things, seven rings.
I think that's a point.
Seven things.
I'm correcting myself.
Seven things. That's a point.
Oh, yeah. You're so right. I was like, yo.
That's Miley.
There's no room for mistakes in this game,
pal. Seven rings?
Seven rings, yeah.
Yeah, I corrected myself before you even said it. I'm not taking that point.
You should.
I readily admit the last point.
It's like playing the game. There's no. This is about speed and quickness. There's no room.
I got a point for origami. You get a point for seven things.
No.
Unfortunately, Kyle, I do have to give you a point for that one. So Kyle on the board with 2 points. Rich and John Jay, one. Is that still zero? Okay, back over to you, John Jay. Hangover helpers, go.
Hamburger.
Burrito.
Liquid IV.
French fries.
Beer. Hair of the dog.
Pizza.
Pedialyte.
Tylenol.
Hamburger helper. Oh, hurt my back.
Susie might have made the right call there.
Ground beef.
Look, I've lost on the two that I'm not familiar with. Drinking and dating apps.
Oh, my God. Okay. Kyle and John J. 2 points. Rich Wentz is at zero. Over to you, Rich. Movies Jennifer Lopez is in.
Out of the Dark.
My oh, my God. Really? 30 seconds? How much time does it get?
Out of the Dark. What movie is that?
I don't think it is one.
Out of Sight.
Out of Sight. Yeah.
Okay.
All I had was Made in Manhattan on that one.
I had enough ready.
I had Selena.
Oh, Selena.
Okay. John J. Rich and Kyle all have 2 points. Suzette still with zero. Good job, Suzette. Over to you. Reality TV shows. Go.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Why do you always choose? It's like literally.
Boy, that makes sense.
And I'm not fast enough to quick go. Oh, Survivor.
That's how it's going. You would have had me. I would have gone Survivor Australia. Survivor 2.
Now, if you're in your car, you're like, how do they not get that? But the pressure's on in this room. Don't you feel like?
Yeah,
it is like, it is like just so intense.
Kyle, you're so stupid. I said it for you.
Unfortunately, so. Kyle had the most points, meaning she is our loser today.
Oh, but Susie, you could still have the $50 gift card to PetSmart.
Oh, yay. Awesome. Thanks, guys. This is so awesome being on the radio. This is my first time.
Thank you for listening. So you get a $50 gift card to PetSmart. Remember to use your gift card and shop in-store or on PetSmart.com on National User Gift Card Day, which is tomorrow, you guys.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, so hold on the line, Susie. Hold on the line. Kyle, what's something you're working on? Three things we need to know.
So the effects of COVID are so different with everyone, but there's one trauma surgeon who says they've seen something pretty crazy in the majority of their COVID patients. I'll tell you three things you need to know next with John J. and Rich.
Now back to John J. and Rich.
All right, Kyle, what do we need to know?
So if there's one thing we all know for certain, the crazy thing about COVID-19 is it hits everyone so differently. You've got the full spectrum. Some people get it. They test positive. They show zero symptoms. Mm-hmm. Others literally die. So this was pretty fascinating to me. One Texas trauma surgeon says that it is pretty rare for any of her patients that come in that have tested positive for COVID at one point or another don't show huge scarring on their lungs. In fact, she said post-COVID lungs to her look worse than any type of terrible smoker's lung she's ever seen. Oh. The more fascinating thing about it is she said those who had COVID-19 symptoms, and pretty much most all of them showed a severe chest x-ray, but the asymptomatic COVID patients, 70 or 80% of them, just as bad in the lungs. That even though they showed zero symptoms while they tested positive for COVID. Is that crazy?
Scary.
That's crazy. I think, I luckily haven't tested positive for COVID yet, but if I had, I'd want to go check my lungs because I'm not a smoker, so I'd kind of want to see where they were. Anyways, I just found that fascinating. This is like a neighbor feud times 100. So there's a luxury apartment complex on Music Row in Nashville. And apparently they've been complaining, having noise complaints about the bars there because they play loud music. So they've complained. And they say the bar's not following the laws. And so they're taking matters into their own hand. They're literally installing an industrial-sized noise meter on the building so that they can take those readings and report these people to the police.
Alden, don't live downtown Nashville.
I know. You gotta expect the music to be there.
Yeah.
And really quick, the Batman number one comic book just sold for a record $2.2 million. Ooh. Holy rusted comic, Batman. That's three things you need to know.
Thank you for listening to John Jay and Rich on iHeartRadio. For more, go to johnjayandrich.com.